Gemara says in Yuma, on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, HaOmer Echta VeAshuv, Echta VeAshuv. A person says, I will sin and I will do tshuva, I will repent. I will sin Echta VeAshuv, I will sin and repent. So the Gemara says, he is not given the opportunity to repent. And the Gemara in Yuma goes into the repetition of the phrase, why Echta VeAshuv twice. So what do you mean? Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. So before we explain that maybe you still can do tshuva, let's just say, what's the pshat? Why? Then what would be the reason why you can't do tshuva? And what's the double lashon? So the Chanukah Sator, as well as the Chidushi Harim, they say pshat is, like there's someone who only did it once. Echta ve'ashuv, he says, I will sin, and then I will do tshuva. And he'll say, the only reason I sinned is why? Because I want to fulfill one of the mitzvahs in the Torah called tshuva. I didn't do it out of a rebellion against God. But so that might work. I'm not saying it will, but it might work the first time. But if you say it a second time, it's clear that his intentions aren't good. And therefore, in theory at least, he's not given an opportunity to do tshuva. Like the Mefarshim explained, the Maisa with Ashes Potiphar and Yosef HaTzadik, that when Potiphar's wife tried to get Yosef to sin, that was one of her arguments. Yeah, you get there's a great mitzvah of tshuva you could do. So Yosef rejected it. And they say he had two arguments against. Number one is, how can I commit this great sin? How could I do this great sin? First he said, if the whole reason for me to do an aveira is to get tshuva, I could do a minor sin. Why do I have to do a raha gadol azos? Of course, but maybe it's a greater tshuva the other way. And secondly, there's v'chatasi l'elokim. I have sinned before, so I have no need to. So that's how the Chanukah Sator HaKidush, everyone want to point out that that's the double lesson. Perhaps if he did say ha'omer echtev ashuv, if he did it once, maybe one could argue that it's a real tshuva. But since he's already saying it twice, means it's not really sincere. And what's the fundamental reason why? What would you say? Because we have a principle in the Gemara, and the Gemara talks about it in many places, but one in Rosh Hashanah regarding the shofar, where it talks about a Kohen Gadol not wearing gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, because Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor, that you can't have the defense and the prosecutor being the same person. It's a conflict of interest. In other words, we were asking for atonement for the sin of the golden calf, and you show up with gold, so therefore we don't do it. So the Gemara says that's why we don't have a shofar shalpara, because we want atonement for the cheda ego, so how could we use the object that reminds God of the sin? So therefore, ain katego natsa sanegin, in other words, the some of Farshim point out that if the whole reason, of course you can do tshuva on anything, but if the whole reason you're sinning is because of tshuva, then how could tshuva be the thing to save you? That's the cause of the sin. Ein katego nasa sanegor. That's a different Bali Makshava, try to explain the Gemara. Home echtov ashuv, echtov ashuv, and then the Mefarshim point out, and based on everything else, ain adava ome lefnei tshuva, even the person that did that, so. But you could do tshuva, ultimately, it's a lot harder. Just like we have during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we have a mitzvah of tshuva all year round. But so to speak, God comes down to us during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so therefore it's a bigger insult if we don't do it. But the gates of tshuva are always open. So even though the Gemara says the Omer Echto Ve'eshuv, Echto Ve'eshuv, you're not given the opportunity. So without the opportunity, a person could still go ahead and do a Tshuva Gemura. This might take a lot more work. Just like it depends on the nature of your sin, how much tshuva you need. So to hear the commentators point out, perhaps even here, it's a lot more difficult, but God never turns away anyone who's making a sincere tshuva.